Good evening. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church's Maundy-Thursday service. Maundy is a word that is derived from a Latin word that means mandate. And it really comes from this point of during this Last Supper where Jesus gives us the command to love. So that is our mandate, to love. So that's what we're representing here tonight as we celebrate Maundy-Thursday together. We're here because we love the Lord and the Lord loves us so that we can love the world with Him. We'll begin our time together with a prelude that will center us on this evening.
Please stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Jesus washes his disciples' feet comes from John 13, 1 through 17, and 31b through 35. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you, for he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so that you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. The Word of God. The call to worship is printed in the bulletin. We gather with the dirt of the day on our hands, our feet, and our hearts. We come in need of a Savior. We gather with the disciples, preparing to come to the table, yet surprised once again by Jesus.
We come with our expectations, only to be astonished by love.
We gather at the basin to be washed, and at the table to be fed, in body and in spirit.
We come to receive a new command.
We gather in awe of the grace demonstrated in Jesus kneeling to serve.
We come seeking the grace to love one another as Christ loves us.
Amen. Our opening hymn this evening is Beneath the Cross of Jesus. It's number 297 and on the screens.
Thank you.
You may be seated. And if you would join with me in the opening prayer as printed in our bulletin. Merciful Savior, we have traveled this long, dusty Lenten journey. Our feet are tired, dirty, aching, and calloused. You have shown us your love by becoming a humble servant. Humble us when we try to travel without you. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us when we believe some work is below us. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us when we are too proud to accept help or care or love. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us when we do not fully receive the gift of your amazing and bountiful grace. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Amen.
Thank you. We begin our time together this evening with the reading of John's Gospel, telling the world the events that occurred hours before Jesus was apprehended, accused, beaten, and hung on the cross to die. The focus of tonight's gathering is on that time before the cross, which usually gets very little attention, as the cross has overshadowed the importance of Jesus' last moments with his disciples. These moments with Jesus were precious, and we need to pause and recognize just how meaningful they were then that makes them meaningful for us today. Jesus knew his time with his disciples was ending. Jesus knew he was rejoining with his Father. He even knew he would die and that his death would bring glory to his Father. However, before that, he knew with extreme urgency he wanted to share with his disciples his last hopes for them, for the whole world. It was something that he couldn't tell them. He had to show them. Leading up to this point, Jesus had chosen his disciples, taught them as they traveled with him in his ministry, and shared his life with them. But here, Jesus expressed the depth of his love for them and for all who become his disciples by receiving us all as his own. In doing so, he invited everyone to be one with him, just as he was one with the Father. To express this depth of love, Jesus used a common activity of washing feet to not only show his love, but to model the love his disciples are to demonstrate with their lives. First, we are reminded in the scripture that Jesus' love is enduring. His love never stops. He begins and ends every encounter with love. The reality is we don't know this kind of love until we meet Jesus and experience his love. The only way to fully experience the love of Jesus is to receive what he offers. Some, like Judas, reject it. Others, like Peter, are resistant at first because the love of Christ is unlike any other love. Peter couldn't fathom that Jesus, the one with all wisdom, authority, and power, would express love through such humility and intimacy. Yet, through Jesus' actions, Jesus demonstrated, even though he is our teacher, master, and Lord God Almighty, he is first and foremost love personified. How we view Jesus matters. How we receive Jesus and the love he offers matters, because when we open ourselves to the fullness of his love, we understand no one is below us or above us such that we don't extend our love, as Jesus taught us in his last moments. Are we resistant to Jesus' love for us? Knowing Jesus loves us is different from knowing the love of Jesus. And our capacity to love like Jesus grows the more we experience his love. The key to progressing in the love of Jesus is humbly opening ourselves to him and his love, keeping in mind that we may experience his love differently from what we expect. But know this, all of us can know the love of Jesus. And when we do, Jesus promises, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. What are these things? Acts of love that originate from the love of Christ in us. Jesus concluded the evening before his arrest, reiterating, it was time for him to go, for the glory of God to be shown in him as he fulfilled his purposes as God's messenger, our Savior and Lord. Like Jesus, we too are glorified when our time comes to a close, when we live our life to glorify God
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How do we glorify God? By following His command to love one another. As we grow in our love in Christ and our love for one another, our love and the likeness of Jesus will extend to our neighbors so they too can experience the love of Jesus. So may everyone know that we are Jesus' disciples by our love for one another. Amen. Now, friends, I want you to join me in this prayer of confession. It is in your bulletin and should be on the screens as well. Merciful God, You have showed us that love is through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We find ourselves humbling ourselves before You once again, confessing that so often our discipleship has been weak when we have failed to serve as Jesus served. We humbly ask, forgive us. When we have failed to love one another as Jesus loves us, we humbly ask, forgive us. When we have been happy to proclaim our devotion to Jesus with our lips and then denied Him by our actions, we humbly ask, forgive us. Merciful God, empower us by Your Spirit to be steady and true to You in every time of trial. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now hear this assurance of forgiveness. Jesus said, I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. And having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. The good news, therefore, is this. In Jesus Christ, we are loved and we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Our next hymn is What Wondrous Love Is This? It's number 292, and we will be singing verses 1 through 3.
Please stand as you're able.
Yes. Stand if you are able.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Tonight, on this special Thursday, we are invited once again to come to the Lord's table. Let us prepare ourselves with a moment of silence as we give ourselves to the Lord. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. This proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. In the beginning, you swept over the face of the waters and poured out your love over the formless void, ordering creation to bring forth life. You formed us in your image and provided for us from the fruit of creation. Even when we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast, sustaining us and giving us life. When we were thirsty, you brought water from a rock. When we were hungry, you fed us manna from heaven. When we questioned your provision, you gave us grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so with your people on earth and all company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When we turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift. Divine love poured out in human form. Christ fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, and taught us how to love through his actions. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from enslavement to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the evening in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus rose from the supper table, took a pitcher of water, and poured it into a basin, knelt down and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he was finished, he sat down and spoke with the disciples. He said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another." And that same night, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. As Christ's divine love poured out for us, came to show us how to love one another, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and called to love one another as Christ loves us. It is by your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. The table is set. This evening we will be receiving our communion up front. We'll have one station of communion over here. After you receive the elements, take them and throw away your cup in the trash can that's on this side. At that point, I will pour some water and wash your hands, and Sandy will give you a towel to dry off, and there's another trash can to throw on your way back out this way. We'll have you start from the back as the ushers let you. We're going to maintain this as an intentional time of prayer and meditation, so we're not going to have everyone just standing in line. We're going to bring up just a few people at a time so that they can return. So just allow the ushers to lead you. We're going to ask the choir to come first.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see a man condemned to die on Calvary. From a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out of his death. The King, but he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. That would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, To Calvary.
Our closing hymn this evening is Were You There? It's number 288. If you are able, please stand.
Thank you.
So may the blessing of the God who calls the people out of Egypt call us out from our comfort and our safety to embrace a journey of challenge and risk. May the blessing of the Son who kneels and washes our feet call us out from our comfort and our safety to embrace and serve those we meet on the journey. May the blessing of the Spirit who weaves dreams of a new community call us out from our comfort and our safety to provide welcome and hospitality to strangers as well as friends. Now go in peace tonight, knowing that you are loved. And now as we strip the altar table, we ask that you remain standing and silent as we take these out. And as I leave with the cross, please follow and leave in silence and be ready to think about the next couple of days before we celebrate on Easter Sunday. Communion elements. Take the communion elements to rejoice in.